For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. On Friday of last week, U.S. District Judge William Griebach threw out a lawsuit brought by 24 residents from across the state that challenged safer-at-home orders established by local officials to combat the spread of the coronavirus. In the ruling, the judge essentially pointed out that any challenge to local orders needed to target the officials that issued the rules that directly affected the plaintiffs, and that they should distance themselves from each other legally rather than clustering together with others from different communities. In related news this weekend, Wisconsin saw a spike in COVID-19 cases, with Saturday setting the new record in positive results for the state with 978. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Marcy's Law could fall short of its intentions without more funding. Voters approved of the measure in April, but did not know much about the bill other than its premise of giving more rights to crime victims. In addition to funding issues, a lawsuit has been filed by the nonprofit Wisconsin Justice Initiative, saying the wording on the ballot in April was defective and should void the results. The actual Marcy's Law amendment is twice as long as the U.S. Bill of Rights. Controversial components include adding 16 new or expanded victims' rights not listed in the question, expanding the definition of victim to include relatives or roommates of the victim, and eliminating protections for those not yet formally charged with a crime. Supporters say the law needs more funding in order to coordinate witnesses with victims, witnesses defendants would not have access to. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. All signs point to Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales' future being decided this week and possibly today. A special session of the Fire and Police Commission will take place at 6 p.m. to vote and issue directives for the Milwaukee Police Chief. Citizens have been expressing ire with the police chief over everything from the response to the George Floyd protests to the failure to terminate or discipline Officer Mattioli, who was charged with first-degree reckless homicide and the death of Joel Acevedo following a house party in April. Highs today of 78 with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, high of 76 with scattered thunderstorms in the forecast. Wednesday, highs in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The city of Madison announced a plan to match Kiva small business loans. Madison is committing $100,000 to match funds via the nonprofit international crowdfunding platform for small businesses. Loans from $1,000 to $15,000 will be available via Kiva, and Madison vows to match the amount raised at no cost to the owner. More information is available at cityofmadison.com or at kiva.org/team/Madison. High today of 78 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, high of 76 with scattered thunderstorms in the forecast. Wednesday, highs in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. A new report by the National Low-Income Housing Coalition estimates that Wisconsin renters must make more than $17 an hour to afford a two-bedroom apartment without overstretching their budgets. The average renter earns $14.32 an hour, and the minimum wage in Wisconsin is still $7.25 an hour and just $2.33 for servers. High today of 78 degrees with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, high of 76 expected with scattered thunderstorms in the forecast. Wednesday, highs in the low 80s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.